Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Next selection.
looking for a five-star bitch. I do, I do, I do. Some of my old guy be looking like he just stepped out of line. Nigga, I do grade A shit. I'ma keep it 100. I want a 5-star bitch. Talking about game deals, I can rap that bitch. I can walk like you, talk like you know the shit.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey,
hello?
Timothy, how's it?
I have Chris on the line.
Okay.
Hey.
Hi. Chris?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing real good. How are you, love?
I'm fine. Don't give me chills. Don't give me chills. So how you been?
I've been very blessed, working on a lot of stuff.
Okay. Well, let's talk about what you got going on. I've been heard of you for quite some time now. Your song Next to You. A lot of my relatives play it and they sing it. And obviously, who was that? And after a while, I found out, you know, it was you, because your song was very popular. Don't get me wrong, it was very popular, and I heard it. Even before it got to radio, I heard it, you know, playing it, you know, like in the urban neighborhoods, I heard it. And, you know, they liked it. And I said, who was that? And they said, I don't know. They said, well, we like the song. So it took me a while to find out who actually sung that song. And I said, oh, that's her. Okay. So, you know. But, so whoever did the, got pushed that song, I did a very, very good job. So, in fact, I asked, what's been going on with you?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, you know, who is that when it came to hearing that song, because that's exactly, that was the story. You know, the song got leaked some years back, and it just kind of spread like wildfire, and you know, a lot of times whenever I go to perform the song, if people don't already know who I am, they usually come up to me after I perform and go, oh my gosh, I love that song, I didn't even know that it was you. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's me, and, you know, get used to seeing my face because there'll be more of me, you know. So, you know, it's really cool to get that type of response. I feel very blessed. I would have never even imagined that it would have gotten the response that it gotten, and I'm very humbled by it.
Mm-hmm. Musically, who influenced you?
Who influenced me? Man, that is a, when people ask me that, it's normally a big question to me, because a lot of artists influenced me. I didn't, you know, I came up a lot differently than a lot of than most, you know, young girls, and I grew up in singing gospel at a Black Baptist church, even though, you know, I'm white and all that. But
okay.
I grew up singing gospel at a church called Mount Zion, and I ended up in a gospel group very shortly after called All God's Children, which was an amazing experience for me, because that was my first taste of the industry. I got to, we got to sing backup for Barbara Streisand, and we got to be in an NFL commercial, and it was just amazing. Like, it was, you know, all these things just came at us, and we got all these great opportunities thanks to this amazing woman named Maxine Anderson. And, well, the group ended up not staying together. The guy that put it together, the investor, he pulled out, and his interest went elsewhere. So I ended up continuing to work with Maxine Anderson, and, you know, she understood my roots. She understood my gospel roots, so I got to work with her more as well. But I grew up surrounded by lots of Motown music. My dad worked for Motown in the 60s and 70s, so a lot of his music connections he was still friends with back in the day. My dad was what you would call a hippie back in the day. So and he's from Detroit, a little town outside of Detroit. So because of my father, I got to, you know, my dad being a retired pastor and whatnot, he was a deacon at Mount Zion. He ran his own homeless ministry for many, many years, and he was a pastor of that, and because of that, I got, you know, my church roots, my Motown roots, and also my rock and roll roots. You know, I grew up on Jimi Hendrix and, you know, the Temptations and Tina Marie, and I grew up on Anita Baker. I also grew up on Led Zeppelin and, you know, just the greats, you know. So I just feel a lot of the greatest music came out of the 60s and 70s, Janis Joplin. So, you know, music, when people ask me what my influence is, I can't really give them one name because I just love music regardless of what the genre is. I think that my gospel roots show the most, so that's what kind of led me into the R&B pop. And as far as R&B is concerned, I'd have to say definitely Tina Marie, Anita Baker, and Donny Hathaway. They're amazing. And, I mean, you know, I listen to a lot of 90s R&B. I grew up on that as well, SWV, In Vogue. I loved Monifa. And, you know, Mariah Carey. Everybody loved Mariah Carey. Who couldn't love Mariah Carey with her crazy range? You know, just lots and lots of R&B and rock and roll and good music. So I just appreciate music.
Now, I know like all the artists that you spoke of because I studied music and you know I'm really a music individual. So I listen to every different genres of music. You can catch me listening to the classical music. So I listen to different styles of music. That's how you know. And you know I go way back with music, like since 4 years old. But I wanna ask you what are you currently working on as we speak? And I know there was a mixtape that you recently released or something like that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what was the mixtape about? Was it some songs on there? Were you rapping? Or I'm just joking. It was a 12 mixtape.
Hey, you never know. You never know. Oh. I'll probably never rap, like full-on rap, like, you know, like a rapper, but you might hear me sing rap one of these days. I can't pull off of Brandy, though. I don't know if you heard Brandy's new
CDs. I didn't, but I heard about it.
She is amazing. I don't care what anybody says. She's a beast. I was blown away. I heard it. Go look up Symphony, produced by Timbaland. She came in and she killed it. I was like, wow, she's a beast. So she's bomb. Brandy is the bomb diggity. But my mixtape, on that note, it was hosted by Charlamagne Tha God and DJ Fosse from The Beat. And the whole mixtape was like an introduction. It's like, hi, my name is Chris Ivory, and this is my testimony. So in the mixtape, you get to hear about my testimony, about what I've been through the past couple of years. And it's a total mixtape of original material and I guess you could say positive influence, because I wanted people to listen to it and feel like after they got done listening to it, they were going to go accomplish their dreams. So I made it very, very positive. It is a positive mixtape. I really encourage people to download it, not just for the fact that it's me, but also for the positive factor that I want everyone to get something spiritual out of it. So I've got amazing tracks on it that are just going to blow you away. I've got a mixture of R&B and pop on there, and I even have a bit of gospel classical on the last song called I Need You. And that song was really special. It's got strings on it. It's got some violins and keys, and it's amazing. So it's not an average mixtape. Everybody that I've given it to has given me great feedback. I've gotten a lot of people have hit me up and say you should not be giving this out for free. You should be selling this. But, you know, I just want people to be introduced to me in a light where they see my originality, rather than me being just an artist under the wing of another artist and being molded into something great, which is fine. But, you know, there's a reason why Ryan Leslie picked me up. He picked me up because he saw my originality, and I wanted that to shine in my mixtape. So please go cop that, Reflections.
That was my next question. But before we answer that question, was this Charlamagne? Was this the guy who used to work over at BLS? Was that the Charlamagne?
Yeah, that's Charlamagne Tha God, yeah.
Okay. How did you connect with Ryan Leslie? And as you know, Ryan Leslie was on the show, you know, a while back. He came on the show, you know, when he first released his first album and to release the single. But how'd you meet up with him?
Well, I met up with Ryan some years back, actually. He had just put out Cassie. Her song, Me and You, was beginning to really start to bubble. It hadn't blown up fully yet, but it was beginning to bubble, and I had just started hearing her name everywhere. And everyone was just kind of in the loop where, who is this gorgeous girl, you know? And, you know, I wanted to know, too. Well, I didn't know that Ryan had produced and written her song. So, you know, I'm on MySpace, and I get a message from this guy named Rashid, which was he had partnered up with Ryan on Cassie's project and was also good friends with her. And he hit me up on MySpace and was like, look, I really like your music. I think you have a dope sound and your writing is dope. And, you know, there's an opportunity going on right now where, you know, super producer Ryan Leslie is looking for someone to demo and reference some records. And I was like, all right, well, you know, I'm not doing anything tomorrow. And this guy, you know, I looked up his credits. I didn't know who he was at the time because his name wasn't really out there like that. And I Googled him, and he came up. He had all these great, you know, credits. And I was like, wow, this guy, he's no joke. So let me go peep this guy out. So I get down there, and I get to the studio. And, you know, Rashid is there. And there, it's just a room full of gorgeous women. And I'm thinking, man, I mean, not to put myself down, I don't think I'm a bad looking chick, you know what I mean? But it was just one of those, thank you very much, appreciate it. But, you know, I walked in the room just thinking my singing voice was going to shine. And I walked in there, and there's plenty of other girls who are, if not just as talented, you know, just gorgeous. And I'm just like, how am I going to be able to sing for this guy? You know what I mean? This isn't going to happen. So Rashid grabs my arm, and he brings me over. And, you know, at that time, Ryan had another girl on the booth. And you could tell he kind of like, it was the music wasn't coming out the way that he wanted it to, wasn't being delivered the way that he wanted it to. And, you know, Rashid grabbed my arm and goes, Ryan, listen to this girl sing. Just listen to her, dog. Just listen. And he's like, all right, we'll sing something. So I'm like, okay. So I sang a Mariah Carey song. I reached that far out. Yeah, I sang a Mariah Carey song, and he was like, get in the booth. And I was like, okay. So the other girl came out of the booth, and she just gave me that look, like, you know, and I went in the booth, and we made Next to You. That was the first song that we did. We made Next to You. So that was actually a reference that I ended up pulling off, and he loved my voice so much. He said, Chris, what do you think about being a part of the Next Selection family? And this is the day that I met him, mind you. So I'm like, whoa, did he just ask me to join his label? Like, and I was like, well, huh, yeah, let me, that'd be great. Let me think about this one, you know? So that's how the relationship began, and you know, years later, I ended up continuing to keep the friendship. And it was actually a year later, I ended up signing with him. And before I could continue on the dotted line, I ended up getting diagnosed with cancer. And that's when it really hit a rough patch because Ryan had this whole campaign. He wanted to take me out to the UK and get me started over there, and he had all these things set up for me, and I was going to move out there. I mean, I was going to start a brand new life. Mind you, I'd never been overseas, ever, you know, and I was like, this was going to be so brand new to me. So I'm thinking in my head, man, I have cancer. I can't go. I got to fight this disease. I got to heal. I got to stay alive. And I hit up Ryan like, I got cancer. And he was just like, look, Chris, you're going to beat this. You're going to get through this. And you're going to be a part of Next Selection. And, you know, you deserve this more than anyone. Like, you know, you're going to get through this. So he's been a blessing. And he was right. I got through the cancer. Praise God, all glory to God, and you know, I'm here. I'm here today.
Well, some people have faith, in you, and when you don't have it, and you know, he has good determination that he has. So congratulations on that. First of all, you know, being a part of that, and you know, working with Ryan Leslie.
Thank you.
Now, you're part of, now, this single next to you is very, very huge. It's a great, great outcome, you know. So, I mean, are you working, besides this, are you working on, like, an album or something to that extent?
I am indeed. I'm not really allowed to say too much because it's a whole matter of, you know, what single we're going to go with, and, you know, it's just it's a lot of stuff like that. And Ryan kind of gets mad at me sometimes because he's like, Chris, he's like, you Twitter too much. You gotta be mysterious. And I'm like, I know, but it's so hard because I get so excited and I just want to, like, tell the world about everything that's going on in my life. But, I mean, just to give you a heads up, I'm working on an album right now. I'm getting ready to release a single, and just keep an eye out. But I, the best way to find out more information is to just follow me on Twitter, because I tend to, I guess, give away a lot of information on there.
Us over here at Radio, you know, stuff sometimes leaks out from the label, from PR, from promotions and marketing, you know, and they, you know, may throw us a copy over here. So, you know, I may have it, you know, over here already. So I'm just, you know how stuff leaks out. Hey,
fall off the bandwagon. Oops.
You know, I don't know what happened over there. How did that get out? I don't know. When they go down to promotion, I don't know. We know we didn't send anything out over here. And we don't know. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I'm already knowing.
But
Definitely, everyone should check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/KRYSIvory.
Yeah, man, make sure you add me on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter all the time, but I'm on there. So make sure.
Okay,
you,
definitely.
Definitely add me on there. The thing I think you should release the single that we did together in the studio at the studio. I think that single should be the first single to be released.
Mr. Maybe, right? Was it Mr. Maybe?
yeah. But that could definitely happen. That could definitely happen. We may be in the studio pretty soon. Also,
awesome.
You have to go?
Oh, no, I just said awesome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Another thing is this: if you could give advice for up and coming talent, what would you say to them that wants to break into the business? What would you say to them?
Oh, I have a lot to say to them, but I'll try to make it as short as possible. I would have to say you have to make things happen for yourself. You cannot rely on anybody else. Don't hit up, you know, a major producer or another major artist and expect them to be your meal ticket. You have to make things happen on your own. That's the only way to happen. Now, doors might open to where you can be signed to somebody, but, you know, that's not always the case. So the best way to get your name out there is to make it happen on your own. You make the music. You make the YouTubes. You make the online presence. You make it happen for yourself. That's the only way. So as long as you can do that and get your name spread out there, then all the rest will fall into place. It took me years and years and years to finally get to that place where Ryan, you know, discovered me. But even so, he wouldn't have discovered me if it wasn't for the hard work that I put into my MySpace page at that moment. I sat there and added friends every single day, you know, and then ended up adding the right person. So, you know, MySpace, I don't know if it's the same as before. I don't think it is. But, you know, I would just say it's up to you to make things happen. And you can't be upset at other people for not making them happen for you. I would also say to females that don't compromise yourself. Do not compromise yourself as a respectful young woman. You don't put yourself out there. Love yourself. And let your talent speak for itself.
There you go. You put that in a nice way. You put that in a nice way. Some other people would have just, you know, put it out there, correct, you know, but you put it in a very nice way. And
thank you.
But that is so true. That is so true. And you can get caught up like that in this entertainment industry. Another thing is that I like. So how do you feel about all the success that you've achieved in your career?
How do I what?
How do you feel about all the success that you've achieved so far?
How do I feel? I feel like I'm on a stepping stone. I'm not there yet. So I don't really, I mean, I feel blessed, extremely blessed. But on the other hand, it's step by step, and it's God's timing. So when, you know, when God feels that I'm ready for the blessing that's coming along, you know, it'll happen. And then, you know, you can ask me the same question, and I'll probably be jumping up and down.
Now, when you're not doing your music or you're not focusing on music, what does Chris do?
I am always doing music. There isn't a moment when I'm not. I do music every day. Matter of fact, I'm about to go to the studio in a few minutes. I was in the studio yesterday. I was in the studio the day before, and I was in the studio the day before that. If it's not, it's not always working on my album. I'm a writer, so I'm always writing on other people's projects, trying to get placements. You know, I have a writing partner. His name is Kyle Christopher. He's a very talented guy. We decided to, you know, join together and just kind of use our resources. And you know, it's been a blessing ever since. We've been able to work with some really great people. And you know, I'm just on the grind. I'm always on the grind with my music. So if I'm not writing on my album, I'm writing on somebody else's album, or I'm doing a hook for somebody, or I'm doing just something artistic. I sing, you know, I sing at my church every Sunday. I'm still an active member of my church, and I still sing gospel, and I'll never stop singing praises to God. That's something I'll never stop doing. That's my rule.
So we're going to catch you at the amusement park or, you know, Great Adventure.
I know on Great Adventure, you to be honest with you, I haven't been in an amusement park in a long time. Like, I don't really, you know, I always get yelled at by my friends because they're always like, Chris, you know, you need to kind of spend more time with yourself and, you know, just kind of pamper yourself. A vacation is definitely due, I will admit that. But, you know, I just, you know, I'm so focused. And I don't want to take breaks until I can. You know what I mean? So when it gets to that place where I feel that I'm ready, then I'll be ready to chill out and really hang. But for now, I'm on the grind, and I'm busy, and I'm focused. And, you know, God is great, and he's been providing opportunities for me. So I'm going to take advantage of those opportunities, and I'm not going to miss out. You know, it's definitely worth the hard work. As long as you put the effort in, you know, you're going to reap what you sow.
But yeah, so definitely so true. And I can't forget about him. I don't want him to call me up later and kill me. But now, how did you connect with Rich Dollars, of course? How did you connect with him? Of course, that's your manager.
Mr. Richie Dollars.
Yeah,
he is
go ahead.
The funniest guy ever on the planet Earth. He is so cool. If I could ever say about a manager, he's the coolest manager anybody could ever have. So I feel really blessed having him as a manager. But he also cracks me up. He's just a walking comedian. So he's just like a really, really cool guy. But he's also about his business. And I ended up linking up with Rich because of Ryan. Ryan introduced me to Rich and was like, look, you need to work with this guy. And I'm not going to front. At first I was like, well, let me peep him out. But as soon as I got on the phone, with him, we hit it off. And, you know, of course, Rich got the credentials. So I looked up his credentials, and he's got the credentials and the backing behind it. If you don't know about Rich Dollars, then you need to do your research, because he's got the credentials and he's a hustler. So, you know, I just feel like when Richie Dollars is in the room, it just, everything just seems to pop off. Like, everything just seems to happen. He just makes things happen. So it's really cool. He's a dope guy, and I feel extremely blessed to be with him as an artist, because he has opened so many doors for me. And I've never had a manager do that for me before. That's very rare that you can actually find a manager that can really get things done. So, you know, it's definitely amazing. So thank you, Ryan Leslie, for the opportunity, and thank you for introducing me to Rich Dollars, and thank you, Rich Dollars, for all the doors that you've been opening. Of course, because of God, but, you know, God has been using Ryan and Rich as his instruments, so it's been a major blessing.
Well, So that is absolutely right, and I hope I can open doors for your records. You know that I can spin over here and get them on the charts. You know, get them up top of the Billboard charts. I hope we can get it over here at radio for you. I still didn't get any offers to be on your writing team or to sing to do an album or anything. I'm always get left out of a lot of things, and I noticed that now since I'm on the other side of the other table.
You're so silly.
But hey, it's fun.
Hey, well, send me some records, and I definitely want to peep out your skills. That'd be dope. Let me peep out them skills.
I definitely will. Are you able to give us a solo or you can't?
You want me to sing something?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I would love to sing something. I love singing. Let's see. You know what? Because I've been talking about church a lot. Maybe I should sing something a little church. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to pull up some songs. What am I going to sing for you guys? Here we go. Okay. Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Counselor, comforter, keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when a heart have hopelessly lost the way. Oh, we've hopelessly lost the way. You are the one that we pray. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for.
That was very beautiful. Thank you so much. I appreciate your appreciation so much. You're singing. And I know you Google Rashid's name when you first came across him. So I want you to take ten seconds out of your schedule to Google my name and to find all the credentials that I have. But,
okay.
Yeah, take the time. It's 10 seconds. That's not a lot of time. It's 10 seconds.
Okay, so wait. I got to, you got to give me your first, your last, everything.
I'm the one and only Timothy Hodge, the one and only. It's only one. Hodge, H-O-D-G-E. Hi. Mm-hmm. It's only one of me. There's not even no copies. I'm that bad. It's not even no copies.
You're so silly.
But,
nice. I just looked you up.
I'm out tomorrow.
That is so cool. Okay, I see you. I see you. That's dope.
Amazing. You are on the show that legends have came on and I've spoken with. We're talking Smokey Robinson. We're talking Gloria Gaynor. We're talking Diana Ross that has been on this same show. So you have lifted my airways, the same airways that they have came across. I'm not going to keep you no longer, but is there anything else that you want to give a shout-out to or, someone you want to acknowledge?
Definitely. I want to give a shout-out to Rich Dallas, the freaking best manager in the world, and also to Kathy, Miss Kathy over here, Kathy L. in the building. I also want to give a shout-out to all my cancer fighters and survivors, all of them. You guys are more than conquerors through Christ. You guys are more than survivors. You guys are amazing. Amazing. So, that's it.
Come back by the show anytime that you see fit. Don't let this be your last visit. Come back by the show because I do want to hear from you from time to time. So come back by the show anytime. But before you go, I want you to introduce your singer next to you. If you could sing it and introduce it, it would be good. But if you,
Okay. All right. Well, this is Chris Ivory, and this is my single Next to You featuring Ryan Leslie. I've been next to you. I only want to be next to you.
All right, Chris. I love you, baby. Thank you so much for taking some of the
time. Love you too, man.
And you'll be blessed.
All right. Peace.
Talk for a while, let your mileage spin. Said that he would see her photographs, and all the feelings that I thought were gone came rushing back to me at once. Tried to smile and not the way I felt, but I was thinking to myself, the way things used to be. Shed a couple laughs and some memories. Talked about the things we changed, some for good and some for bad. Then he said goodbye and he paid the punch. Now that we always keep in touch, grabbed my mask and grabbed my thoughts, walked away and that was that.